A Louisiana man has died more than a week after a motorcycle crash on Interstate 10 in Baldwin County. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 48-year-old Stephen Foster suffered critical injuries July 4th when his Harley-Davidson motorcycle struck a Honda Civic near the 55-mile marker. Foster was flown to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he was pronounced dead July 13th. The crash remains under investigation. Foley hosted a free hurricane preparedness expo on Tuesday, giving residents storm safety resources. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is asking for information in the cold case disappearance of Taylor Elizabeth Gibson, who has been missing since July 2022. Investigators say the 32-year-old was last known to be living near Lillian and may have traveled to Pensacola. Gibson is considered missing and endangered, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. This update brought to you by KFC. For WHEP News, I'm Trey Westerberg.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.